www.harunyahya.com www.harunyaha.com Various hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, regarding the people of the book. 1. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, stated the following. Someone who unjustly kills a dhimmi, person under protection, cannot get a whiff of heaven. However, its fragrance is felt from a distance of 40 years. 2. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, said, whoever oppresses a dhimmi or burdens a weight over him more than he can carry, I will be his enemy. 3. Whoever oppresses a dhimmi or loads a work that is over his strength, or takes something away from him by force, I am his foe on the day of judgment. 4. I am claimant of anyone who depresses a dhimmi. The one who I am claimant of in this world, I am also claimant of on the day of judgment. 5. Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, commands, beware, I will be claimant of those who act cruelly and heartlessly to these people, who are bound by agreement, and restrict their rights, or who load a work over what they can sustain or take away something out of their will, on the day of judgment. 6. In any one of the countries conquered at the time of Hazrat Umar, not even one place of worship was filled to respect. Abu Yusuf writes, all places of worship were left as they were before. Neither were they demolished, nor the defeated people were deprived of their properties or belongings. Hazrat Ali said, whoever is our dhimmi, his blood is as blessed as ours, his property is as protected from damage as ours. In another verse, it is related that Hazrat Ali said the following, the property and life of the ones who accept status of dhimmi is blessed as ours, the Muslims. 8. In the agreement which our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, decreed the articles to Ibn Haris ibn Ka'b, who was a Christian, and other Christians, the religion, churches, lives, chastity, and property of the entire Christians living in the East and the West are under the protection of Allah, his Prophet, peace be upon him, and all the believers. None of the people embracing the religion of Christianity will be forced to accept Islam. If one of the Christians suffers murder or injustice, Muslims are obliged to help him. He narrated the verse, only argue with the people of the book in the kindest way.